Hey neighbors, you know the drill. It's your girl N to the A to the N to the A, Nana, and we're here on Let's Gist with Nana. Welcome to this episode on our podcast. I'd like to say thank you for streaming our podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. It's really encouraging to know that you connect with the value that I create. You connect with the content that I have to offer. So, God bless you. I was having a chit chat with my husband a few days ago, and it was centered on oblivion. You know, the fact that whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you choose to be oblivious about that simple fact, no matter how long you stay at a place, shortly after you leave, you're going to be forgotten. That sounded a bit harsh, I know, but that's the truth, and that's the simplest way I can pass this message on. So, according to Webster Dictionary, oblivion is the fact or condition of not remembering. It is also the condition or state of being forgotten or unknown. So let's say you've worked at a place for 20 years. You've given in your best. In fact, it's almost like if you fall ill on a certain day and you're not there, work would collapse. You're called left, right, center to deliver on several jobs. In fact, customers in and out know you as the pillar of that organization. The truth is, when you eventually leave that place, either, you know, voluntarily, as a result of your contract ending, as a result of your contract being terminated, or you leave by nature, we mean health issues or death, eventually, work will go on. The truth is, on day one or day two, during your absence, things will still be a bit shady here and there. I wish this person was here. I wish this person was there. But believe you me, 1 week down the line, work is moving as smooth as you'd never thought that it could go. Based on how you have been treated whilst you were there. And I just thought about sharing some tips. I just thought about sharing some tips that would enable us live our best lives. Some persons would say YOLO, you only live once. Some persons are, you know, really pushing and advocating that you enjoy your life as you have just one. I think the reason for all these philosophies of life, self-love, self-care, sometimes try to be as selfish as possible, put yourself first. I think that the reason for all these is oblivion. Whether you want to appreciate that fact or not. So number one, God. I know it's not a new thing. Especially when we feel some type of way, we feel like, you know, we're at our lowest. Some of us would like to back out, block everybody. You're not there on social media, you're not connecting with your friends, your family does not even know what's up with you. And for some of us, it feels like the best time to create a wall even with God. Guys, it's a trap.
you should never, ever, ever fall for that. That is a big lie. In fact, when you are at your lowest, you're extremely vulnerable. I believe that that's the best time. In fact, for yourself, when I mean the best time, I mean for yourself, that's the best time to draw extremely closer to God, because knowing that you're vulnerable, you tend to absorb whatever information you get at that time. And it is very important that this information you get and you're depending on to lift you up, to snap you out of that issue, is in line with the word of God. So when you are at your lowest, the Bible says the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. That can be found in Psalm 121, verse 7 to 8. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, "Here am I." Isaiah 58, verse 9. "I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope." Jeremiah 29:11. And that's like one of my favorite, you know, scripture affirmations from the word of God. Number two, live in the moment. So if you're like me, you're a deep thinker, you always want to know what's gonna happen few minutes from now, few days from now, next month. You are that person that likes to be aware. Like, you're that person that likes to have a glimpse. You don't like to be taken by surprise. The truth is, life itself is a surprise. Life itself is a package. You can never be too experienced for life. That is the truth. I don't know how else to pass this message across to you, but that is the simplest way I think I can relay this information to you. You can never be too skilled to take up life's challenges. You can never be too experienced. You can never be too educated to be able to surmount all of life's challenges. So the best way is to live in the moment. And live in the moment does not mean that you should not prepare for the rainy days. Does not mean that you should not be hopeful about what's going to happen tomorrow. But you know, there's a scripture that says that if he can take care of the birds in the air, how much more us, created in his wonderful, extremely beautiful image and likeness. So baby girl, baby boy, my beautiful neighbors, live in the moment. Enjoy the time that you have. Enjoy that job that he has given you. Enjoy the family that you have before you. Enjoy that new phone you just got. Enjoy life as you are in that moment. And that's on number two. Number three, do the things you love. Guys, I know that we are trying to, you know, meet our needs. We are trying to pay bills. In fact, the bills keep piling up and up and up. Our incomes for some of us are nowhere, you know, compared to the responsibilities that we have, the bills that we have to shoulder. A lot of us are firstborns, or you know, the one that is dependent on, some of us are firstborns, the ones that is dependent on to take up family issues, family responsibilities, and it can be a lot. So we are first, permit me to use that word, we are first to take up jobs just to ensure that we have food on our tables, to ensure that we can take on these challenges as they come. However, we should not forget that part of us and the things that we love. So you work in a factory, a soap making factory. You should not forget that you like to write, you should not forget that you'd like to do music. So when you have small time, try to do the things you love. At least it gives you hope, it gives you a sense of fulfillment, even if it's just for that time. But try to do the things you love. And then on to the next, build, repair connections. We need each other. Yes, we do. We do. We really, no man can work as a silo. We as human beings, we cannot work in silos. We cannot work as islands. In fact, you will not survive it. It takes a tree to make a forest. But you know, you cannot just be there alone. Even the job that you have, you got it from somewhere. If not in direct relationship with the hirer, you saw it somewhere. Someone played a part in the advertisement. A friend of yours saw it from somewhere. Passed through a lot of WhatsApp groups before it got to you. It passed through a lot of Facebook channels before it got to you. It passed through a lot of podcasts like this, and then it got to you. We need people in life. It's important that we build connections. We repair the ones that are broken in some way or the other. And don't forget, in as much as we're trying to build connections, in as much as we're trying to repair these networks, it is important to know that these relationships must be healthy. You should not be in a relationship, you should not be amongst friends that make you feel even more terrible than you feel about life, than you feel about yourself. So go out, make connections. There's a saying that your network is your next work. I think that makes sense. And very importantly, make time for family. Honestly, guys, people who know me personally understand the place of my family in my life. I know that on a priority base, we all have different skills. We've placed all the things that we think or all the things that are important to us at different levels. My family is is there. Up there. In fact, I say this a lot. I don't know what I would have done without my family. Family is highly supportive. So for some of my friends that have known me from way back in school, university, college, when I used to make, design and sell some fashion items, clothing for females, I used to retail some vintage wares, I used to retail jeans, boyfriend, mom's jeans. I did a lot of entrepreneurial things. Okay, so I did a lot of some business thing then in school. So my parents, wonderful siblings, amazing. I wouldn't trade them, not for anything in the world. So what is to happen back then was that when I got these items, in fact, my mom would help me shop for the fabrics. I used mainly African prints, what we call Ankara, and then some denims as well. So my mom would help me shop for this fabrics and the other accessories I would need in making them. She would also help me source for a tailor. It was an experience. So when we're done with making these outfits, my siblings would help me press them, help me iron, help me package in bags. We're doing these things really, really excited. And then my dad, as a head of the family, will come and pray over them. You're going to sell these things. You're going to make money. In fact, while all these things went on at that time, it was really exciting for me. I felt really blessed. It was a testimony I could give a million times if you were ready to listen to me. I was bragging.
about it everywhere I went. Everybody that was ready to listen. That's how highly my family is to me. And of course, some beautiful, amazing friends I've met while working. Some people say you don't get to meet really genuine people or make genuine friendships, relationships at workplace. I'm sorry for you, because the current friends that I have, or at least the people that I see almost all the time, they are wonderful. Cannot mention names now so I don't forget anyone and I get for not I don't want to mention names so I don't forget anyone and I get bulldozed for missing out on any name. But there was one that really got to me. In fact, the day I had my baby, the previous day I went to work, the depth of this relationship is such that if we had delayed, because this friend of mine was practically taking me home every day, she was taking me down to where I could just move into my house. That was how helpful she was. And if on that day, I had my baby on Tuesday, on Monday we all went to work. If we had delayed at the office an hour later, she would have driven me to the hospital, because I think I started having some labor signs. And as a new mom, as a novice in that aspect, the first thing that would have come to my mind at that point was to rush down to the hospital, and she would have been the one who would have driven me there. I've been able to make really genuine relationship at my place of work. And so what am I saying? It's important for us to be there for our family. So in as much as you want your family to be there for you, you want to feel loved by your family, you want to feel loved by your friends, it's important that you also give out that which you desire. Show them love, be there for them, give them listening ears, pay attention when they want to just rant about something, support them, and I think you get the same energy from them. And then the last but not the least, in fact, this particular point is extremely important. It is extremely important, and that is you. Take care of your mental, physical, every aspect of you must be taken care of. Otherwise, tell me, how do you draw close to God? How do you live in the moment? How do you do the things you love? How do you be there for your family and friends without you? So the factor that is paramount, the factor that is sacrosanct in these tips that I've mentioned is you. Take care of your health. Take care of yourself. If you're feeling some type of weight, it's important that you pay serious attention to yourself. In fact, I'm speaking to me because I'm a culprit. I believe that after recording this, listening to me saying this to me, I'll change for the better. So it's important that you, which is the leader, the lead actor in all these events, is taken care of. It is still my birth month, and by this time next week, so next week Thursday, your girl will be a year. So your girl will be a year older. Happy birthday in advance to N to the A to the N to the A. Have an amazing month of March, and I pray that this month brings you good tidings. It's my birth month, and I believe that good, wonderful, better, best thing to be happening to you and for you. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye bye.